It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports boosters.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
It's not quite March, but the madness has officially begun. Postseason basketball tournament action in sub-state continuing for the second night in a row. Indeed, seasons are on the line, and now we're to the time that you must win to advance and keep playing basketball at the prep level. Tonight, it's the Jackson Heights Cobras and the Troy Trojans. It's the Northeast Kansas League versus the Twin Valley League. The first meeting of the year and the first meeting in several years between these teams. And one of them will see their basketball season end tonight, while the other will advance and play next week in the Class 1A Centralia Substate. Glad to have you along. A Friday night basketball single contest only tonight here on FM 103.9 KNZA and streaming online worldwide and free at mscsports.net. Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, who will host a scoreboard show later tonight, I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Jake Spalding, who will be doing the play-by-play here this evening with Jackson Heights and Troy. Both teams finishing right around the 500 mark. Both teams finished with 8 wins this season. I think both teams maybe a little bit disappointed, but it's actually been an improving season for both these teams here this year with a couple young coaches, as Jonathan Rodbelt just in his second season with the Troy boys as the head coach, and Brett Plattner taking the reins this year for the first season at Jackson Heights. But a few common opponents, Jake. Obviously, different leagues, different teams, even though the proximity is fairly close. As Brad Alley was noting earlier, two teams that used to be in the Delaware Valley League and had some pretty big traditions and some pretty huge games back in the day. They got a big one here tonight.
Well, and Brad's going to throw a headset on at some point throughout the night as well and hang out with us here this evening. But he brought up that there was a big game between these two programs back in 1997 when Jackson Heights beat Troy in the sub-state championship game to go to state. So that's something, again, Delaware Valley League foes and also, you know, sub-state foes in that aspect as well. These two programs are long-tenure programs that know of each other. And you mentioned the new coaches, you know, Jonathan Rodveld in his second year and Brett Plattner for Jackson Heights in his first year. It takes some time to get what you want going in your program and take into consideration. Neither one of these coaches had an off season. They didn't have a summer season to get these kids ready to go, especially for Coach Plattner and Jackson Heights. He couldn't implement a lot of the stuff during the summertime because there wasn't any of that due to COVID regulations. So as a result, you've seen this Jackson Heights team get better as the year goes on. Same with Troy. Jackson Heights had a nice little run before kind of stumbling in here to the postseason after their defeat last Tuesday against ACCHS. But one thing is for sure, you throw records out the window when you come into sub-state time because it doesn't matter. Jackson Heights are the higher seed in the sub-state. They get the home game, but regardless, the winner here will have to go to Centralia to face off in the semifinals, and they'll be facing off against either Frankfort or Onega, likely Frankfort on paper. But again, you throw those records out, it's postseason time. You're going to see what happens once the ball gets thrown in the air.
Really, the 3 through 6 seeds were really up for grabs until the brackets came out. A lot of teams with very similar type records right around that 500 mark. As we mentioned, both these teams tonight looking to advance and pick up win number 9 on the campaign. These two teams are pretty young as well. Jackson Heights just one senior, and Troy only has one senior, so not like guys fighting to keep their high school basketball career alive, I guess, but teams that have certainly gotten a little bit better, as you talked about, over the course of this season, but we'll no doubt see some youngsters on the floor for both teams here this evening.
Well, one thing about the Jackson Heights senior, Dylan Thompson, he averages 13 points a game, leads the way for this Cobra program, but he's also been a part of, you know, a lot of changes over the last year or so with the departure of Coach Chris Brown. He was a part of a program then when it was high and fly, throw the ball up, see what happens, shoot from wherever you want. He's going to go play next level football next year. He's excited about that, but he's a kid that likes to be on the basketball court. I've seen him in the gym a lot when he was growing up. He's a phenomenal basketball player. He's got handles, and he can take over a basketball game. And Keaton Newman over there from Troy, again, a kid that's averaging close to double figures as a senior. He's a leader on this team. But he gets to look at Jarrett Norris, a sophomore from Troy, who played so much as a freshman in the first year for Coach Rodvelt and has came to life here in the second year. You know, again, he's kind of like that quote-unquote first recruiting class, if you will, from college. Coach Rodvelt's got to have Jarrett Norris in his pocket and groom him. A lot of that, thanks to the upperclassmen guiding him through that as well. So you got to give hello, Newman. We're going to say that a few times tonight here in Jackson Heights.
Our pregame show is presented by Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night. We're going to take a chance to step away and thank a few of our sponsors making tonight's postseason broadcast possible here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's Troy and Jackson Heights, Class 1A Substate quarterfinal hoops coming up here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado in Holton.
Your number one sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and AG Insurance Agency is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Angie Gantz at AG Insurance Agency in Perry today or online at aginsuranceforyou.com.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Mark Pizeska from Union State Bank of Horton. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduates' hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help them open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with $25 and no minimum balance is required. Plus, your graduate can enjoy the Union State Bank mobile banking wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back to Cobra Country here at Substate. Opening round action here at Jackson Heights High School. The Troy Trojans, 8-11 on the year, 5-7 in the Twin Valley League, take the road down here south on Highway 75 to Jackson Heights High School, where the Cobras come in with an 8-9 overall record, 7-7 in the Northeast Kansas League. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined tonight by Justin Fluke and Brad Alley here live at Jackson Heights High School in a matchup between a couple teams that, again, as Justin mentioned at the beginning of our broadcast, man, seeds 3-6 through the Substate could have gone either way. It took that final game of the year to really solidify where everybody was going to be seated. Jackson Heights finishes as the 3 seed. That's what gave them this opening round home game. The winner, they will take on Frankfort or Onega. That game going on tonight as well over in Frankfort. That'll be a semifinal game in Centralia next Friday. And, again, just plenty of action coming up here in postseason basketball. Justin, this is something that, again, we talked about it last night on 92.1 KMZA. Best time of the year for a lot of people. The most glorious time is Christmas time. But, man, for broadcasters, March Madness has been here, and it's only February 26th.
Well, let's just hope. I mean, we can continue March Madness till the very end. Last year, of course, the state tournament cut a little bit short, but looks like we're on pace to be able to finish things up this year. And let's be honest. I mean, we're here talking about the 3 and 6 seeds and how much, you know, similar records there are between these two teams and the 4 and 5 seeds. But, hey, once those brackets are out, I mean, everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's trying to win 3 games to advance and get to the big dance. That's what it's all about. If you're going to do that and reach your goal of making a state tournament, you're going to have to beat some good teams along the way. So whether that's tonight, whether that's next week in a semifinal or whenever, you know, it is what it is. You got to make the best of it. And I know these two coaches have certainly appreciated the fact that they've had a couple nights to prepare and get ready for this. It seems like so many teams, and these teams included, have been playing a lot of games and not a lot of time. And to be able to have 2 good practices to really scout and prepare for opponents has been huge.
Absolutely. We've got our national anthem. One more pregame timeout. We come back. Starting lineups and opening possession here in the Substate opening round game here at Jackson Heights on 103.9 KNZA.
The pandemic has left everyone with a long list of things to catch up on. Time with friends, travel, and visits with loved ones. At Community Healthcare System, we know you need to catch up on care too. Care for yourself and your family by scheduling the wellness visit, cancer screening, or the important test you missed last year. Catch up on care at Community Healthcare System to make sure you stay healthy in 2021. Visit online at chcsks.org to find out more information. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at lastingimpressionsofks.com or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota and Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Back here at Cobra Country, Troy Trojans at Jackson Heights in this Class 1A Substate opening round contest here at Jackson Heights High School. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Justin Fluke and Brad Alley. We're courtside here at Jackson Heights High School. Starting lineups now for the visitors from Troy. They're wearing their road blue uniforms with their white numerals and lettering. Starting will be Griffin Weber, a 5'9 junior, averaging 8 points a game. Camden Anderson, a 5'11 junior, averaging 7 points a game with 3 rebounds. A 5'10 sophomore, Reagan Hartman, averaging 6 points and 5 boards a game. Keaton Newman, the lone senior for the Trojans, a 6-foot senior at 8 points and 6 boards a game. And in the big man down low, Jarrett Norris, a 6'4 sophomore, averaging a double-double, 19 points and 10 boards per game. For Jackson Heights, at guard, it'll be Silas Holiday, a 5'9 junior, averaging 4 points a game. 6'1 junior Jason Bosley, 11 points per contest. 6'4 junior Grant Ammon, 7 points, 6 boards a game. Dakota Abel, a 6'1 junior, averaging 2 points and 2 boards. And then Dylan Thompson, the lone senior for the Cobras, 6'4, averaging 13 points a game and 6 rebounds. Jackson Heights will be in their home white uniforms with their green numerals trimmed in gold. Troy, as they has been all year long, will be the visitor, and they will get the ball to begin this game. This will conclude our pregame show presented by Boomer Steakhouse and Catering, and those lineups brought to you by Holt House Auto House for a great lineup of vehicles in Fairview. Trojans with the basketball. First pass deflected out of bounds by the Cobras. It'll stay here with the Trojans, just over 10 seconds gone by. Weber will trigger it in for Troy. Jackson Heights comes out in a zone defensive set to begin this game.
Griffin Weber had missed a couple weeks, just got back out there earlier this week.
Elevates from 15. That one short. Rebound to Abel for the Cobras, and Jackson Heights looking to push into the front court to Ammon. Now Holiday has it between the rings. Swings it right side to Bosley. Now Thompson between the rings. They swing it left wing to Holiday. Zone here by the Trojans as well. So both teams early here, Justin, showing zone on the defensive side. Holiday between the dribble, between the rings, picks up his dribble. Now finds Bosley on the right wing. High post action. Now Thompson. Great find backside to Ammon, who can't hang on to it, but he saves it in. Cobras will reset here nearly a minute gone by in quarter number one. Cobras move left to right across your radio dial. Now Holiday inside out. Abel head fakes on a corner three. Now out to Thompson. He looks to drive in the lane. Skips it into the corner. Deflection, though. Turnover number one on the Cobras as Anderson has it.
That was a big turnover problem for Jackson Heights earlier this week, Tuesday. They had 26 of them against Atchison County.
Three on the way is an air ball by Reagan Hartman. It'll be Cobra basketball here. The second shot on goal. A little hockey reference there for you, but from Troy, an 0 for 2 from the field. Jackson Heights got to get a shot off.
Priority number one, controlling it against the full court pressure here for Jackson Heights.
No doubt. Here's a deflection and a steal. Second one on the Cobras. Now Weber drives left lane line. Scoop shot up and through. Weber's first bucket of the game, and quickly back in the full court pressure are the Trojans, who lead 2-0. A minute and a half gone by in quarter number one. Holiday back to Thompson. They find Bosley, who breaks the timeline. Numbers here for the Cobras. 3-on-2. Bosley, scoop shot in the lane. No. Rebound ripped down here by Hartman. Jackson Knight settles in their zone again here on the defensive side in the right corner to Newman. Now in the lane. Nice give underneath to Norris. His bank shot is good. You got to look out for the 6'4 sophomore, Jarrett Norris. Lead here for Troy is 4-0.
Tough shot, losing his balance there was Norris, but somehow able to still get it up and in, and calling the early timeout is Brett Plattner.
Coach Plattner not pleased with his Cobras here to begin this game. Just 2 minutes gone by. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Holton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Holton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
This morning, Justin Fluke, Brad Alley back here at Jackson Heights High School. Out of the Coach Plattner timeout, Cobras with the basketball trailing Troy 4-0. Full court pressure here by the Trojans, broken by Silas Holiday. Into the front court, now Abel. We'll reset your lineups here in just a moment. Jason Bosley on the left wing, dribbles between the legs, has a three-point shot blocked, deflected, and Abel has it for the Cobras right at the timeline. For the Cobras, it's Abel, Thompson, Ammon, Bosley, and Holiday, the starting five for Jackson Heights. For the Trojans, the same starting five as well. And Newman, Norris, Hartman, Anderson, and Weber. Reset of your lineup is brought to you by Holt House Auto House. Abel, he fires a 3-0. Rebound to Ammon. His putback is through. And the Cobras are on the board with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. 4-2, Troy with the advantage as Griffin has it between the rings. Right wing, Hartman will fire from the right elbow. That's nothing but nylon. 6-2 now, Trojans with the early lead. Court pressure broken again by the Cobras as Bosley backs things out. Early on, Jackson Heights, Justin is not able to get into a rhythm offensively as Bosley fires a three. That's missed. Rebound to Norris for Troy.
He had one good opportunity in transition and couldn't finish. The half court hasn't been very effective yet. Not too many passes before a shot's gone up.
Newman, a right wing three. That's missed. Rebound to Norris. He throws it off Abel, and it'll stay with the Trojans. And Jarrett Norris, we've talked about him at the top, but he's a double-double guy. 19 points, 10 boards a game. Just does all the little things right for Coach Ronville.
Great vertical jump, long arms. Uses that body pretty well, and he's only going to get stronger and better, averaging a double-double as an underclassman.
4:38 to go here in this first quarter. Head faking on a three, then taking a three, swishing it through. Camden Anderson, they called it a two, a toe on the line. So 8-2, Trojans with the lead. Bosley in the front court now for the Cobras. They trail by six with 4.5 to go in the first.
When Troy's came out, made four of their first five shots here tonight on the road.
Mosley between the rings, left wing to Holiday, down low to Ammon. Nice give and go to Thompson. His shot up, soft touches through. Dylan Thompson, his first basket, and it's a basket for the Cobras that cuts the lead in half. Now 8-4 Troy. Approaching the four-minute mark of this first quarter, Jacksonite stays zone. The best way to attack a zone, find a high post, go inside out. The zone by the Cobras extending around the perimeter now. Down low to Norris. Nice find. Newman in the middle of the lane. His shot missed. Rebound to Thompson for the Cobras. Dillon has his pass deflected and taken away. The third turnover on the Cobras. Now a dump down pass. That's tipped away and taken by Bosley. Back-to-back turnovers for these two teams. 3.5 to go in the first.
Yeah, both teams a little sloppy taking care of it, but because partially they're playing zone defenses, we've had no fouls so far here in 4.5 minutes.
Holiday will reset between the rings, finds Bosley on the right wing. Here's a high post, fine, but through the hands of Thompson. Turnover number four on Jackson Heights. Here's Weber in the lane. Shot missed, but he's fouled. If it's in the act of shooting, it'll be two free throws upcoming here for Weber. It'll be on the floor. First team foul here in this ball game, and the first on Silas Holiday.
I feel like both these teams want to try to get the ball inside, work the offense inside out, and open some things up. They're both trying to do that here in the early going.
Skip pass right wing now for the Trojans. It's Newman back to the top of the key as Hartman will reset offense here. Jack Knight stays zone. Turn around Jay for Norris. That went everywhere around the rim, Justin. Didn't go through. Spun back out of there. 3 minutes to go in the first. 8-4. Now Abel, he'll fire a three. That's off the mark. Tap back through. No. Squirts out there on Thompson's putback attempt, and here come the Trojans in transition. Hartman, he'll fire a left wing three. That's good. 5 points now for Reagan Hartman, and the Trojans have their largest lead of the game now at 7. It's 11-4.
I'd like to see Jackson Knights work a little offense. Abel's been open, then Troy's kind of leaving him open in the zone, and I don't know if him shooting three-pointers is what Coach Plattner has drawn up here tonight for Jackson Knights to be most effective offensively.
Into the corner, Thompson, he can hit a three. They need it, they get it. Dylan Thompson's got five, and that brings the back lead down to 11-7, Trojans. 2:15 to go in the first. Talking about working some offense. How about a wide open three? They'll fire it up anyway. Newman, he attacks the rack. That's no good. Rebound to Thompson for Jackson Heights. 2 minutes even to go in this first quarter. It's 11-7, Troy. Cobras with the basketball moving left to right across your dial. Thompson in the corner. Newman comes out to guard him in the zone. Thompson drives baseline, tries to find Ammon backside, but throws it away. Fifth turnover on the Cobras. Norris in transition. Euro step, blocking foul here on Holiday, and that's going to be his second. Norris will go to the stripe to shoot a pair where he's 65% on the year.
Only two fouls in this game, but they're both on Silas Holiday. We'll have our first substitution of the night coming up here.
First toss from Norris is good. He's got three. So that'll bring in Alex Browning, a 5'8 sophomore for the Cobras, to replace the junior guard in Silas Holiday.
Browning was a starter earlier in the year, got COVID, missed some time, and his quickness is a big difference out there on the floor for Jackson Heights.
Norris hits them both. It's 13-7 now. Trojans with the lead. They have not trailed in this game. Full court pressure here by the Trojans, broke by Bosley and the Cobras. They reset offense here. 90 seconds remain in this first quarter. Ammon dumps it down. Thompson, turnaround, Jay off the glass is good.
There's the high-low, and Thompson and Ammon both can work down in the paint. Good things happen for the Cobra offense.
Griffin Weber in the front court for the Trojans. Swings it right wing now to Anderson. Back to Weber on the left. 75 seconds remain here in quarter number one. 4-point lead here for the Trojans. Zone defense stays here for Jackson Heights as Browning is now guarding Weber. Had a count briefly, but now Weber blows by him. Newman on the left wing, head fakes on a three, dumps it in the corner. Anderson, he'll fire a corner three. That's through, and that's two triples in the game now for the Trojans, who lead by seven.
The one guy you got to find on the perimeter for Troy, Anderson's hit 34 triples on the year.
45 seconds to go. Cobras break pressure down by seven. Browning in the front court on the left wing, skips it to Bosley between the circles. Now Abel on the right wing. Jackson Heights just struggling from the outside here in the early going until they find that high post. They do so here. Inside out. Abel, he'll fire right wing three. That's good! These Nets are catching fire right now, Justin. 16-12, 20 seconds to go.
Third time the charm for Abel, and now both teams have hit a couple threes.
15 seconds remain. Weber to the right wing. It's Hartman, guarded by Browning. Now a deflection and a steal. A second turnover on the Trojans. Amos over to Thompson with 7 seconds to go. Dillon, right corner. Bosley, 3 seconds. Thompson will fire a deep three. Put back up by Amos at the buzzer. No, but Browning puts it through. Count the bucket from Alex Browning right as time expires. We head to the end of the first quarter. It's 16-14, Troy. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Class 1A Division 1 some state action here at Jackson Heights High School. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Justin Fluke and Brad Alley here in Cobra Country. The Cobras trailing the Troy Trojans 16-14 as we begin the second quarter of action. Cobras with the basketball. We'll get you a reset of the lineups in just a moment as Thompson's got it in the lane. Dillon outside, Alex Browning, he'll fire a three left wing. They get it. Five straight from Alex Browning, and the Cobras have their first lead of the ball game.
Yeah, that's 8 straight points for Jackson Heights. They were down 7 at 16-9, but 5-0 run to close the first quarter, then a big three.
Holton, Jackson Heights, excuse me, switches out of a zone defense and now expands that pressure to the timeline, kind of putting more on the ball pressure here as Browning's going to pick up a foul here. Well, gives us an opportunity to give you your reset of the lineups presented by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. Let them find you the ride that you want. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? For the Cobras, it's Alex Browning with Jason Bosley, Grant Ammon, Dylan Thompson in the game with Dakota Abel. Four of the five starters, but the one that's not out there, Silas Holiday, has got two personal fouls. For the Trojans, they made their first adjustment here. A substitution coming in the game is Seth Judd. He has the ball right now on the baseline, kicks it out. And Anderson hits a wide-open three. That's Camden. He's got eight. Anderson, Hartman, Norris, and Newman for Troy.
Yeah, three threes now by both teams.
19-17, Troy with the advantage. Ammon outside to Browning. Back down to Ammon on the left block. Guarded by Norris, kicks it back out to Browning. Now high post to Thompson. Bosley steps into a straightaway three. That's off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Norris for Troy.
It gets up there.
You got some springs. Check those shoes. Right wing it goes to Hartman. Trap comes, now finds it down low to Norris. Turn around, Jay, over Abel. That's in and out. Rebound to Thompson for the Cobras. Griffin Weber, talk about an on-the-ball defender for this Troy Trojan team. Doesn't matter where he's at on the floor, you got to watch out for him. He's a pesky defender. Browning on the left wing, skips it to Abel on the right. He's hit 1-3 tonight. Now they swing it back around the horn. Baseline now to Grant Ammon. Dribbles it back out to Bosley. 6:05 to go in this first half. Now Browning on the left wing, down low on the baseline. Ammon gives it to Thompson. Fade away in the lane. Spins home. Off-balance shot by Thompson. He's got 9, and we're tied at 19.
It doesn't have to look pretty. That's a lot of strength to get that one up and through.
Cobras in their extended zone here on the defensive side. Judd on the left wing, trying to find Norris down low. Finds him, though. Skips it right wing now. Baseline drive by Hartman. Kicks it back out. Weber, he'll fire a three. That's off the mark. Rebound to Bosley for the Cobras. Jackson Heights has held the lead one time here in this game. That was just a moment ago at 17-16, excuse me. Now Bosley in the lane, elevates off the window. No, rebound to the Trojans and Hartman. Keaton Newman waits to check in a moment for the Trojans. A three on the way from Weber. That's off the mark. Rebound to Browning for the Cobras. What a one-shot possession.
Yeah,
here.
Both teams settling a little bit. I mean, they've each made a trio of three-pointers, but got to start with some inside offense to maybe create some more open looks where guys can get set and really dial it up from deep.
I broadcast a lot with the coach, John Holliday, as a travel here from Browning will be the sixth Cobra turnover in the ballgame, and he loves to say the phrase, paint touches. Give me paint touches, especially against the zone, and both teams really not doing that a whole lot here in this ballgame. If you're Troy, especially with Jarrett Norris, 6'4", on the block, you got to get him a touch every possession.
Part of that dictated, too, by the zone defense, as we've seen a lot of so far.
Newman at the high post, outside to Hartman, back down to Newman in the lane. Turn around, Jay over Abel. That's off the mark. Rebound to Thompson for the Cobras. There was a paint touch, but maybe not the best high percentage shot for Troy. 4.5 to go in the half. Locked in here at 19. Abel on the right wing. Now Bosley swings at left wing. Baseline drive by Browning. Out to Thompson. He'll take Weber off the bounce. Gets caught. Out to Browning, who traveled with it again. 7 turnovers here on Jackson Heights. And Browning just gets a little excited before putting that ball on the deck.
Still a much better start offensively tonight. Remember, Jackson Heights only scored 32 total points on Tuesday. That was coming off their two highest scoring games of the season, 71 against Oski and 58 against McLeod prior to the game earlier this week.
Norris goes right lane line. Bank shot over Abel is good. Norris now is 6 at full court pressure here by Troy. Thompson has his pocket picked by Newman. Turnover number 8 on the Cobras. Newman's shot. No. Rebound to Thompson for Jackson Heights. Quickly up the floor. Abel has got it in the front court. He'll fire from 10. Swatted away by Norris. Saved in by Troy. And here comes Camden Anderson. Cam in the lane. Kicks it out. And a travel will be called here on Hartman prior to his shot. He made the 3. A little James Harden step that you're seeing trickle down here to the high school level. A lot of turnovers here in this second quarter.
Silas. Back in with 2 fouls.
Yeah, Holliday back in. Silas. Cobra's trying to break pressure here. And it's a nice dump off from Browning to Ammon, who lays it home. He was going to get swatted, Justin, if he didn't dump it off. And Ammon with an easy lay-in.
When Jackson Heights has broke the press, got the ball to midcourt. They've had some transition opportunities, and that time finished.
Tied at 21. Here's a fine backside. Knocked away by Ammon. And the fourth turnover on Troy. 3.5 to go in the half. Tied at 21. Between the rings, Holliday. Now Thompson. He'll fire from the free throw line. He's fouled. And will go to the line for a pair. Foul here on Griffin Weber from Troy. And I've only got them with 2 team fouls. 1 team foul now in the game.
I think that's their first one,
I
actually.
I think it is, too.
First free throws for Jackson Heights. They didn't get to the line much on Tuesday. In fact, attempted less free throws than their opponent made, which is always a stat that coaches look at. And if you can make more free throws than your opponent attempts, probably a pretty good sign.
Thompson makes the first. 1 more upcoming here for DT. Isaac tries it. Cannot buy it. Rebound ripped down momentarily by Norris, but picked up by Ammon and 1. Hustle plays for the Cobras, and Grant Ammon has came to life in quarter number 2.
Well, he's come to life here in the last month. His average points and rebounds have been up, and really you can say that for a few guys for Jackson Heights, as we talked about a couple of their higher scoring games of the season here. They were 4-3 in the month of February. A lot better offense.
Ammon gets the end one, and he's got 7 in the ball game now. Cobras, their largest lead of the game now at 4. 25-21, Jackson Heights, 3:05 to go in the first half. Cobra staying zone. Newman on the left wing for the Trojans. Weber swings it right wing. Hartman fakes the 3. Now Norris, he'll fire from 15. That's off the back heel. Rebound to Browning. Alex will dribble to the timeline. Gives it back to Bosley in backcourt, and he'll slow things across here, but 2:45 to go.
Great rebounding by Jackson Heights. I don't know if Troy's gotten maybe 1 offensive rebound the whole first half.
Definitely something on paper you expect Troy to probably dominate that category. Thompson will fire a right corner 3. It's good. Thompson and the Cobras now with their largest lead. He's got 13. Jackson Heights up by 7. Timeout. Coach Rodvell and Troy with 2:28 to go in the half. We're back after this 30-second break to Jackson Heights High School. It's 28-21 Cobras here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We're back here at Jackson Heights High School. 28-21 Cobras leading the Troy Trojans here in this opening round of sub-state action here in Class 1A Division 1. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Justin Fluke and Brad Alley here courtside out of the Coach Rodvelt timeout. Trojans with the basketball down by 7. Jackson Heights staying zone, and it's been defense here lately for the Cobras, helping them get back into this game and take the lead. And as I mentioned that, right down to the post, Troy goes, and Jarrett Norris banks it home.
Yeah, there's no doubt when Troy really needs a basket or to stop momentum, they want the ball into the hands of Jarrett Norris.
Browning breaks pressure, right lane line, scoops it off the window, up and through. Alex Browning with 7 points in the first half. He's right up there with Grant Ammon and Dylan Thompson pacing the Cobras. Jackson Heights has Silas Holiday, Jason Bosley, Dylan Thompson, Grant Ammon, and Alex Browning. Another tough down to Norris. He banks it home. And Norris out of the Coach Rodvelt timeout. You think Coach just said, hey, we want to give him the ball. Turnover here on the Cobras. Layup. It's no good, but two free throws coming here for Reagan Hartman.
Yeah, that time Troy was able to get the ball inside and dump it down to Norris, who had snuck behind Grant Ammon of Jackson Heights. In a great position. And now 9 turnovers for Jackson Heights. I mean, they're playing well, but that's kind of the Achilles heel for them here at the moment.
Trojans have Weber, Anderson, Newman, and Norris on the floor right now with Hartman shooting free throws, and Hartman makes the first. He's got 6 in the game. That reset of your lineup presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? 1:36 to go in the opening half. Second free throw good by Hartman, and it's a 3-point game. 1:36 to go. This might be one of the best games around the area here tonight as another turnover on the Cobras. Norris, Eurostep, maybe an extra step, a foul prior to, and free throws coming here for Jarrett Norris on the 10th Cobra turnover.
Coach Plattner's saying, hold on, was that 5 steps or 6? Was that 4? How many steps was that? He's questioning that call there.
You get a Eurostep, they're going to give you 1, and then he took maybe 1 after that. But Norris at the free throw line makes the first. He's got 11.
It's interesting how that Eurostep's kind of evolved and trickled down to the high school level. And, I mean, you just see it a lot more. Pretty effective if you can really master it.
Norris's second free throw is good. And what was a 7-point lead for Jackson Heights trimmed down to 1. A 6-0 run out of the Coach Rodvelt timeout for Troy. They trail by 1, 1:25 to go in this first half. Cobras break pressure in the front court now. It's Holiday. Left wing to Bosley. He'll fire a left wing 3. No. Rebound ripped down to Thompson for a moment. Poked away, and Newman comes away with it.
It's a bad break there for Jackson Heights. They were in position. Matt had it, but two guys collide. It's knocked free, and Troy comes away with the ball.
Now another foul called here on Jackson Heights. The foul starting to mount here for the Cobras. If that's on Bosley, that's going to be his second, and it will. So the sixth team foul here on Jackson Heights. It's 1:07 to go in the half. Here's a shot by Newman. No. Rebound to Bosley for the Cobras. 1 minute to go. Ammon in the front court. In the lane. Layup. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line for 2.
Good job attacking there by Grant Ammon. Take it right to the basket. A foul against Jarrett Norris. Only the 3rd foul, though, on Troy. So 3 players have 1 personal each. Well, Holiday and Bosley each have a couple for the Cobras.
So Ammon at the line, he's 1-on-1 on the night, but misses the front end of this 2-shot foul. Checking into the game, taking Binkley for Jason Bosley here. Bosley's probably done for the rest of this first half, 58 seconds remain.
The game of runs a little bit. I mean, both teams have now had a big lead of 7 points here in the first half.
Ammon's second free throw, that's no good. Ripped down by Norris for the Trojans. Defensive rebounds have been there for Troy. Offense, maybe not so much. They have a chance to take the lead here with the basket. 48 seconds to go in the opening half. Weber between the rings. Left wing now it comes to Hartman. Down low to Norris, guarded by Ammon. Puts up a shot. No. Rebound backside to Browning. A small lineup here for the Cobras at three guards. And Thompson, he'll fire right wing three in rhythm. No. Rebound to Norris for the Trojans. 30 seconds to go. Now Newman to Weber on the left wing. Ammon guarding Norris, who sets a screen here for Weber. Right wing it goes. Hartman, he'll fire right wing three. That's off the mark. Rebound to Ammon for the Cobras. And then they lose the handle on it out of bounds. Turnover number 11. That one hurts, too. You figured that was going to be a chance to hold for the last shot of the half, and you take a lead into the locker room, no doubt. But an unforced error. Now Troy has a chance to take the lead here before half. Just under 13 seconds remain in half number one. 30-29 Cobras. Triggering it in will be the Trojans. Into Norris at the free throw line. Double team comes into the corner. Three on the way from Anderson. No. Rebound backside, though, for the Trojans. Second chance shot. No. And a foul will be called here on Norris. And he's going to pick up his second, going for that loose ball rebound. And good effort by both teams crashing the board. But with a few seconds left, Norris probably didn't think that would be called. He was going to give it a try. Coach Rodvelt now not happy. 5 seconds to go. Binkley's got it. Back to Thompson. Over to Holiday. Throws it up at the buzzer. No, we've reached halftime. Jackson Heights and Troy locked into a good one. It's Class 1A, Division 1, opening round, sub-state action. Jackson Heights 30, Troy 29. Back after this with the Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires halftime show here on KNCA.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, your local Shelter agents.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they are scheduling livestock processing appointments in June. Call them at 785-985-2292 to schedule processing for your livestock. Anderson Meats at Troy are growing and looking forward to giving you top-notch service for meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business. Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Hey, welcome into halftime. We're in Cobra Country here tonight for Class 1A Division 1, Substate Boys Basketball, Jackson Heights and Troy. We've reached halftime with Jackson Heights leading 30-29. It was 16-14 at the end of one quarter of play. Troy with the advantage, but then a 16-13 second quarter, and that's where we stand, 30-29. Jackson Heights leading the Troy Trojans. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Justin Fluke and Brad Alley here during the Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires halftime show here tonight. Don't forget the scoreboard show will be taking place a little bit later on tonight. Not as late as normal. We start a little early here this evening. So, Seth, you don't have that late of an evening, hopefully, for you here tonight. But we've got a one-point game here at halftime. We're going to bring in Brad Alley here before we get our first half statistics. And, Brad, that first half, a game of runs. You saw two teams that went on some big runs. Defense really was the biggest portion of that first half. What did you see sitting back there?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like the turnover margin is a big deal for this game. Jack Snites is in the double digits with their turnovers. The full court pressure is causing a lot of problems for them. It looks like they're getting in too big of a hurry, taking some quick shots. Once they settle into their half court offense, you know, they're clearly looking to get the ball to Dylan Thompson at the high post and work through him. The Troy side, they got to get Jarrett Norris the ball every time down the floor. Coach Rodvelt called a timeout there late in the second quarter. He came out and scored the next 5 points of the game, and I think that's a big difference there for him.
Absolutely. I mean, Jarrett Norris, he's 6'4", averages 19 boards a game, 10 boards a game, and he just didn't get many touches in that first quarter, a big difference in that second frame. But he did pick up that second foul late in that second quarter. That could play huge heading into the second half. Let's give you those first half statistics. Now they're presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group in Holton and Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit Optimized Tax Management Group members Holton Tax Services in Holton or Northeast Kansas Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. For Troy, leading the way for them, Jarrett Norris, Johnny on the spot. We were talking about him just a moment ago. 12 points in the game, but a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Again, he averages 19 a game, well on pace to get there again tonight. Second leading scorer for the Trojans was Camden Anderson, 8 points in the first half, including a couple triples. Reagan Hartman had a three-pointer as well, went 2-for-2 from the line, had 7, but then it drops off to just Griffin Weber, only 2 points in the first half for the junior guard, who averages 8 points a game. As mentioned, the three threes for Troy, they went 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, just 4 turnovers for the Trojans and just 14 fouls in that first half. For Jackson Heights, they were led in scoring on the night by Dylan Thompson, who had 12 points on the evening, including 2 triples. And Grant Ammon has 7. He went to the free throw line 3 times, making just 1. 7 points for Alex Browning off the bench, and a three-pointer from Dakota Abel. The Cobra has 11 turnovers. They hit four threes, in the first half, and 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. But, you know, Brad, you and I were talking off very briefly about Alex Browning output. That's a kid that you don't expect scoring 7 points in a ball game, let alone the first half.
No, and when you get to this time of year, they're going to have kids step up. He had to step into the role because they had some foul trouble with their point guard, so it was Holiday. Alex came in and did some nice things. As long as he doesn't let the speed of the game get him, I think he'll be fine.
For Troy, again, Justin, I'm going to bring you back here on this part of it. But Troy, I mean, I feel like Griffin Weber really hasn't gotten into the flow offensively for the Trojan. Again, just 8 points a game, but he's kind of that Achilles heel for them, getting the offense in motion, right?
He is, and he's still not quite back to 100%. He just maybe hasn't gotten quite back into full game shape either. We mentioned that he missed about 2 weeks and then returned earlier this week whenever Troy snapped a long losing streak. They have lost 5 games in a row before beating Donovan West by 6 points earlier this week. And during that 5-game losing streak, Weber was out. He returned against D. West, and they won. So you're right. I mean, he's a difference maker if you just look at wins and losses here over the last few weeks. And maybe not his shooting, but, yes, just facilitating the offense, using his quickness. Troy, you know, with as many takeaways as they had, I think they probably feel like they might have left some transition opportunities out themselves on the floor, something they'll probably look at. And I think the big key for them is still Norris, and with 2 fouls, you mentioned it, they're getting that second right before halftime. If Norris would pick up a third fairly early in this second half, that's worst-case scenario for Troy right now.
Time for coaching adjustments now. We got Coach Brad Alley with us. I mean, at halftime, you know, we'll start with Jackson Heights. You're up 30-29. You have 11 turnovers in the game. What are you telling your guys during that halftime break?
Yeah, the full-court pressure is what's causing them most of the issues. I think that they need to try to get the ball in the middle of the floor against full-court pressure. Troy's really not rotating back to the middle, and it looks like Jackson Heights is trying to attack the sidelines. I would really focus on that. And then once you break the pressure, you just got to get into your half-court set. You can't take the first shot that's available. They're having kids take shots that probably don't normally take those shots.
And on the Troy side, if you're Coach Rodvelt at halftime, I mean, you're looking at those 11 turnovers like Justin just mentioned and thinking, man, we should have made some opportunities out of that. What are you talking about your kids at halftime when you're down by one?
Oh, for Troy, they got to make it easy. They got to go inside to the big guy. Everything goes through him. He needs to touch the ball in every possession. Jackson Heights isn't taking away the front of him. They need to throw it into him, let him kick it back out if he wants to. And he's quick enough that he can get by the Jackson Heights post.
One more thing before we take our final break here at halftime. You guys got a big-time matchup going up next week. You guys are in semifinal action in the Centralia Substate. On the girls' side, you're facing off against a Clifton Clyde team that went into double overtime last night against Centralia. How's practices been, and you guys are getting ready to go to Substate?
Yeah, so practices have been really good for us. The girls are ready to go. We know that we're going to go up there, and the TVL teams are battle-tested, and we know that we're going to face a good physical group in Clifton Clyde. But I think our girls are ready for the challenge.
And it must be an alley thing. I mean, Danielle was terrific on the mic during volleyball season, and Brad might have found a second client, although I'm pretty sure it's not his debut. He's done a few games with me on the radio in the past. So
did good work here at halftime. Hey, it's 30-29 Troy. Second half action's coming up next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
First of all, we have a website, HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Fall in love with the February special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any large two-topping pizza for just $13.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings with real meat and cheese to pile high on delicious Pizza Bakery crust, and get as many large pizzas as you want. Then sweeten up with a streusel, cherry, or apple dessert pizza, and warm up with some wings. Great food and great variety at the Pizza Bakery. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second half action here at Jackson Heights. Cobras lead by one. Troy with the first possession and a floater up through Griffin Weber, his second basket of the ball game. And Troy with the lead now 31-30. And another turnover here on the Cobras. They're 12th of the ball game. Troy settles in the half court. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Justin Fluke and Brad Alley here at Jackson Heights High School. 31-30, Troy with the advantage for the Trojans on the floor. The starting five, it's Griffin Weber, Cam Anderson, Reagan Hartman, Jarrett Norris, and Keaton Newman. As Hartman goes baseline, finds Norris, who's fouled. He'll go to the stripe to shoot a pair.
Kind of a bonus possession here. As you mentioned, the Cobra turnover. Norris tipping the pass and giving Troy this opportunity. And Jackson Knights had to know the full court pressure was going to continue. I'm sure something they addressed during the halftime locker room.
Norris's first free throw rattles home. He's now 5 out of 5 from the stripe. And a 6'4 big guy that can hit free throws, that's a pretty good bonus on your team. 7:18 to go here in the third. Second toss is good. Norris with 14 for the Cobras. Their five on the floor is their starting five. And Holiday, Bosley, Ammon, Thompson, and Abel. A near turnover again by Jackson Knight. Bosley has it still in the backcourt. Close to the 10-second count, but he breaks it in the front of the timeline. 33-30, Troy with the advantage. A quick 4-0 burst out of the locker room break in the first minute. Bosley in the left corner.
Jabo's got to get going. He hasn't scored yet in this game.
Holiday, right wing three. That's missed. Jabo goes for the rebound out of bounds off of Jackson Heights. Detroit basketball, yeah, you mentioned Jason Bosley averages 11 points a game, Justin, and just hasn't really had many opportunities tonight. Cobra stays zoned defensively here to start the second half. They've been there the entirety of this game.
He's had some big nights, too. Bosley had a couple huge nights scoring here in the last couple weeks.
Norris on the right block. Double team comes. His shot missed. Newman with the rebound and a foul. As Newman, was he going up for the shot? No. It'll be called on the floor. And this is on Dylan Thompson for Jackson Heights, his second. So Thompson with two, Bosley with two, and Holiday all with two fouls. Trojans trigger it in. Newman left wing. That's an air ball. Rebounded backside to Thompson.
He can't get it going either. We talk about Jabo for Jackson Heights. Newman averaging 8 a game, the lone senior. He's like 0 for 5 now from the floor. No points.
You talked at the top of the broadcast about how there's only two kids playing for their careers at this point. He's one of them, and yeah, struggling to score here tonight. Ammon back out to Holiday on the left wing. He'll dribble around and find Bosley. They'll swing it to the right corner to Abel. Jackson Heights working offense around the perimeter against this zone. Not a paint touch yet so far on this possession. Now a high post to Thompson. He gets caught up by Weber. A jump ball possession will stay with Jackson Heights. Just over 2 minutes gone by in this third quarter.
2-3 zone. Maybe they're trying to protect Norris a little bit in the middle of that 2-3 zone down low, but that's why most of the action's on the perimeter for Jackson Heights. They can't seem to attack or get anything going to the basket or in the lane.
Holiday to trigger, finds it into Ammon on the block. Turn around, Jay in the lands. Left hand shot, miss. Rebound backside to Hartman. Into the front court now. It's Cam Anderson. He's got a couple threes in this game. Finds Weber. Back to Anderson on the right wing. Head fakes on a three-pointer. Drives in late. Nice dish to Norris. Layup is good.
Wow, what a drive and no look. Bounce pass by Anderson.
6-0 run here to start the second half from Troy. And the Cobras break pressure down by five. Holiday on the right wing now to Abel, and a thrown in the backcourt. It'll be a backcourt violation here by Jackson Heights, their 13th turnover of the ball game, as Alex Browning will check back in. But we've got a timeout on the floor. 5:24 to go in this third quarter. 35-30. Troy leading the Cobras back in 1 minute. Here to Jackson Heights High School on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holden is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
KNZA.
We're back here at Jackson Heights High School. I'm Jake with Justin and Brad here courtside in Cobra Country. But right now, the Trojans are putting their sword in the ground right now, leading 35-30, a 6-0 run to begin this third quarter. Out of the Coach Plattner timeout, Jackson Heights trailing by five now, Justin. The second half has been all Trojan so far.
Well, they've gotten a couple turnovers. They've attacked and been able to get points off those turnovers. And big difference starting to build up from the free throw line tonight as well. Troy is 8-for-8 now at the line, and Jackson Heights is only 2 out of 5.
Trojans will have the basketball. Weber will trigger it in for Troy. Finds Norris. Right back to Weber, but it's deflected. He collects it, though, in the lane. Elevates from the free throw line. Bank shot missed. Rebound tapped around, and a foul here on Weber going for the rebound. And Griffin just picked up his second. He will join Jared Norris in that category for Troy. So foul trouble starting to mount a little bit here early on. Thompson trying to trigger in against this full court pressure by the Trojans, which has been stifling. Foul here on the Trojans, and that's on Weber. That's going to be number three. It is. 5:14 to go in the third quarter. Make sure we mark that down, because that's when Griffin Weber, we talked about him at halftime, how he's kind of the catalyst for this team. Gets them in their rhythms. But Seth Judd's going to have to come in and try and do that for him and Coach Rodville. 5:10 to go here in this third quarter. 5-point lead for the Trojans as the Cobras break the timeline with Bosley. Now Holiday into the corner to Browning. We'll get you a reset here in just a moment. Holiday, floater in the lane is short. Rebound to Newman for the Trojans. For Troy, it's Newman, Judd, Anderson, Hartman, and Norris. For the Cobras, it's Bosley, Thompson, Browning with Holiday and Ammon. Turnover here on Troy. I got him down just with five here in this ball game.
Another good idea. Again, Anderson was able to attack and penetrate, and he was trying to find Norris again, but that time not a great pass.
Cobras trigger it in into the backcourt. Bosley will slow things across the timeline. Still yet to score is Jabo, the 11-point-per-game 6'1" junior. Holiday. Left wing to Bosley in the corner to Browning. Now high post action. Thompson, he'll fire from the elbow. That's missed. Rebound to Judd. Cobras cannot get the lid off the basket here in this third quarter. Hartman down low to Norris. He'll face the basket. Nice dish to Newman down low, but he can't hang on to it. Back-to-back turnovers by Troy, but it'll allow them to set up in full court pressure here with 4:18 to go in the third.
One thing Troy's doing right now, though, they're getting the ball in the paint every single time down the floor.
Mosley finds Thompson in backcourt. He'll break the timeline. Norris guarding him. Might maybe want to take him off the bounce with those two fouls. Now Mosley will slow things up. Still zone defense here by the Trojans. Neither team has switched a man yet tonight.
Jackson Knights on a four-minute scoring drought here. Nothing so far in the third quarter.
Mosley skips it near side. Holiday down low to Thompson on the block. Faces Norris and took an extra step.
He's just kind of faking the pass there with the basketball. Must have just kind of slid that foot a little bit. Again, Coach Plattner didn't quite see it or agree with the referee. It's turnover number 14.
Maybe just a switch of the pivot foot. Just again, we've seen that call three or four times tonight on this Cobra team. Norris on the block. Kicks it outside now to Hartman. Back down to Norris. He's caught in the lane. Out to Hartman on the right wing. Baseline drive. Pick and catch that time from Norris. Shot is good. Norris has 18 in the game.
That ball movement by Troy really good right now in their half-court sets.
Browning, he'll look to drive baseline. Get some separation to Thompson. He'll fire a right wing three. They need it. Can't get it. Rebound to Norris. Tapped away. Taken by Ammon. He saves it into Browning. Now Alex needs some help. Picks up his dribble. Timeout Brett Plattner and the Cobras with 3:16 to go in the third quarter. It's 37-30 Troy. They've outscored Jackson Heights 8-0 to begin this third frame. We're back in 30 seconds to Jackson Heights after this timeout on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3:16 remains in this third quarter. Troy leading Jackson Heights 37-30. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Justin Fluke and Brad Alley, courtside here at Jackson Heights High School, opening round of Class 1A Division 1 sub-state basketball here on the boys' side. Out of the Coach Plattner timeout, Cobras with the basketball. Thompson in the lane, has it picked away, but a foul will be called here. And if that's on Norris, that's going to be his third, but it's going to be called here on Keaton Newman, just his first. Cobras have Holiday, Mosley, Thompson, Browning, and Ammon. Here's Mosley on the left wing, fires a three. It looks good, and it is! His first basket of the ball game comes with 3 minutes to go in the third, and the Cobras down by four. Quickly up the floor, Anderson answers with a shot from the free throw line. He's got 10. This is how this game's going to turn out, Justin. Back-to-back baskets. We're in for a track meet. Thompson answers. Elevation in the lane. He's got 15.
Yeah, no surprise. One common opponent, JCN. Both teams lost by 14 in their one game against JCN this season.
Troy's got Anderson as well as Hartman, Newman, and Norris, the big man. Got it on the block. Goes to the rack. His shot missed. Rebound to Mosley for Jackson Heights.
Good backside help defense by Alex Browning to give Jarrett Norris a contested shot.
Now reset of your lineup presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? High post action to Thompson. Inside out. Holiday. A wide open three is short. Rebound though backside to Browning. Into the corner, Mosley. He head fakes on a three. Finds Alex in the corner, but it's tipped away. Good defense by Seth Judd. That's the 15th Cobra turnover. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. 4-point margin in favor of the Trojans on the road here in this opening round of sub-state. And a turnover here on Troy. Taken away by Thompson. Left lane line. His layup. No. Rebound backside. Still a fight for it. Judd rips it away for the Trojans, and a foul will be called on Alex Browning. That'll be his second on the night. Thompson need to slow down in that, is it right there?
Well, Coach Plattner was telling him to use his left hand. He was going left side and just make him be more confident there to finish that off. Yeah, maybe slowing down a little bit as well, but tough to do in a game with all this adrenaline going right now.
90 seconds are all that remains in quarter three. Griffin Weber just checked back in for Troy. He's got those two fouls. Norris also has two, and he's down low, and a pass tipped away by Ammon, but he picks up his second. So now Ammon, Thompson, Bosley, Holiday, Browning, all with two fouls for Jackson Heights.
I think both coaches confident that they don't have too much foul trouble here as we're getting closing minutes of the third quarter.
Weber will trigger it in. Nice backside find to Norris. Misses, but gets his own rebound and puts it back up and through.
That had to be padding the stats. He was wide open. That was a point-blank range miss right back to it.
Okay, is that how he gets his double-double right there?
That hurt.
Ammon from 10. That one rattles home. The quick answer from the Cobras. Ammon's got 9. With 1 minute to go, it's still a four-point lead for the Trojans, 41-37. Norris, face of the basket, free throw line, jumper, swish. 22 for Jarrett Norris. 50 seconds remain in this third quarter. Bosley across the timeline. Cobras trail by 6. Bosley to Holiday. Baseline to Ammon. He'll drive to the block. Kick it near side to Bosley. Now swings it to Holiday on the left wing. 35 seconds to go. Cobras moving right to left across your dial. Now Ammon on the block. Spins the lane. Left hand layup is good.
Well, that was impressive. Great vertical ability, a body control there, and the little left-hand scoop lay-in for Ammon.
20 ticks remain. Troy likely to hold for the final shot here this third quarter. It's 43-39 Trojans. Anderson, high post to Norris. His free throw line jumper and air ball, and then Newman rebounds it, but a foul when Newman was going for the board will be called here on Jackson Heights. It's Jason Bosley, and that's his third with 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. He's got to be smart in this final 9 seconds not to pick up that fourth heading into the final period. Anderson to trigger. Finds Weber in the corner. Griffin now. Top of the key. Hartman drives in lane. Free throw line jumper. Misses everything. And with 1 second remaining, Jackson Heights will have a full court heave opportunity with 1 second remaining, trailing 43-39. Holiday, he'll just hold on to it, and we'll reach the end of the third quarter. 43-39, Troy leading Jackson Heights. The winner moves on. The loser's season is over. Back in 1 minute to Jackson Heights after this timeout on 103.9 KNZA.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
KNZA.
Fourth quarter action about to get underway. One team season's about to get finished for this 2020-2021 season. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Justin Fluke, Brad Alley. Fourth quarter action, Jackson Heights and Troy. The Trojans leaving the Cobras 43-39 and with the basketball. High post action here as it's Hartman to Norris, out to Anderson on the right wing. Also on the floor is Weber and Newman. This shot missed by Norris and foul going up for the rebound, I believe, on Newman here for Troy, and that's going to be his second, team's fourth. Jackson Heights has Thompson, Bosley, Holiday, Ammon, and Browning on the floor here. Full court pressure doesn't let off here in this game with Coach Rodville and the Troy Trojans. It's worked pretty well for him tonight. Thompson in the lane, kicks it to Ammon. He'll fire from 12. That's too strong. Backside rebound, though, to Browning. Talk about a guy that's playing larger than life tonight for Jackson Heights.
Difference maker, only averaging 1 point a game all season and 7 in the first half.
Here's a pass too high for Ammon. And you say too high for a 6'4" guy, that's a
high pass. Right idea, though. I mean, they got it to Thompson at the high post, trying to feed Hammond down low. I mean, it's a little better pass, probably an easy shot.
16th turnover on the Cobras turns into a three for Reagan Hartman. He's got 10, and the Trojan lead up to 7, matching their largest of the game. Cobras break the pressure. Hammond to Thompson. He'll fire from the free throw line. That's good. 17 for Thompson. 5-point game, 7 minutes to go in this one. We haven't had a chance to say hello Newman tonight either. I'm kind of disappointed in that.
He hasn't scored yet.
6:45 to go. Norris on the block. Outside now to Hartman on the left wing. High post to Newman. Back out to Hartman on the left. Back to Newman at the elbow. Now Weber. He'll fire a right wing three. That's good. Weber with 7. Timeout on the floor. 49-41, Troy, 6:29 to go in the game. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with them back in 60 seconds to Jackson Heights here at 103.9 KNZA.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. Located south of Holton on Highway 75.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Dennison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. DSB remains locally owned, operated, and focused, and we're ready to serve you today.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Back here at Jackson Heights High School, out of the Coach Ronvelt timeout, Troy with 3 remaining. Jackson Heights has 2 in their pocket. 6:20 to go in this ballgame. 49-41, Trojans leading the Cobras in their largest lead of the ballgame. Down low to Thompson. Kick top of the key. Browning, he'll fire a straightaway 3 off the mark. Rebound from Bosley for the Cobras.
Great hustle by J-Bo. Jackson Heights needs all the extra possessions they can get.
Hammond on the block. Banks it home for Jackson Heights. No, it's spun back out.
Man,
take that grease off the rim.
Didn't quite get squared up, but I thought it was still going down.
49-41. Norris on the right block. Spins on Thompson. Faces the basket. No, but he's fouled. And Thompson just picked up his 3rd personal. I'm Jake. That's Justin. Brad Alley sitting with us as well. Courtside here at Jackson Heights. And it's been the Jarrett Norris show here so far for Troy, pacing the Trojans with 22 points on the night. 6 for 6, a perfect night from the line. And that continues with this first free throw. 7 out of 7, 23 points in the game. The largest lead continues to grow here for the Trojans. Second toss from Norris is good. 24, and the lead is 10.
Sometimes I forget that he's only a sophomore.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
And Brad said off air a moment ago, that kid is good. I can't believe he's only a sophomore. Plays as if he's an upperclassman for this Trojan team. They rely heavily on him. Thompson, Holiday, he'll fire a deep 3. It's good. His first basket of the game, and it's a 7-point Trojan lead with 5.5 to go. Trying to answer the Trojans. Oh, my goodness. Cam Anderson. NBA range straight away, his 3rd 3 of the game, and it's back up to a 10-point lead. Hammond drives baseline, reverse layup, missed. Rebounded Norris for the Trojans.
2 tough misses there for Hammond. I thought both shots were going to go down.
Now, Trojans have it with Anderson. Down low, nice find. Hello, Newman! His first basket of the game, and it's a 12-point lead now for Troy.
Couple tough breaks for Jackson Heights at the offensive end, and Troy's now not missing on their offensive side.
Thompson left that shot short from 15, and here comes Norris. He'll slow things down as Coach Rodvelt puts 2 hands up, says, slow down, but Anderson says, I'll take it to the rack. Oh. Norris tried to slam it home on the rebound, but he'll be called with a push in the back.
I don't know if he really had a chance to slam that or make it. I mean, applaud the effort going for the rebound, but that's a pretty big collision there. It's only the third foul on Norris. He kind of winks over to the bench. I guess he feels like he's okay.
I mean, when you're up by 12, why not? Try it.
4.5 to go here in the game. Thompson, right wing now to Browning. Back to Dillon. He'll fire a corner three. That's good. Thompson now. He's got 20. He's the lone senior for this Cobra team, saying, I want the season to continue. Kick ball here by Am. It'll reset here for the Trojans.
I know Troy's kind of rolling here. They've already scored 13 points in less than 4 minutes of this fourth quarter, but I think Coach Jonathan Rodvelt, with the lead of 9 or more here, would like to maybe see just a little more patience by his team on the offensive end. We'll see if Troy takes a little air out of the ball here, protecting it.
Jackson Heights staying in the zone. It results in a turnover. Turnover number 9 on Troy. Here comes Holiday in the front court for the Cobras. Abel thought about a left wing three, but finds Ammon on the left baseline. Now skips it to Holiday. Squares his feet. Fires it up. That one's off the back rim. No. Rebound to Norris. Tapped out of bounds off Ammon. It'll go to Troy with 3:52 to go in this one.
Well, Jackson Heights has hit some threes, but it's certainly not time to panic. There's a ton of time left to go in this game, only down by 9. And when they got the ball inside, that's when good things were happening on the attack.
Zone extended pressure here by the Cobras. Anderson will pull up from 10. That's too strong. Maybe not the shot Coach Rodvelt wanted to see from Troy. Holiday.
Not that quick.
Yeah, that took maybe 10 seconds off the clock, maybe.
That.
Holiday to the left corner to Abel. Thompson, he'll fire a wide-open three. They need it. Can't bank it home. Silas Holiday keeps it alive to Ammon. Now Grant, he's fouled. And this will be the sixth team foul on Troy. That foul is on Cam Anderson, his second. So both teams in the bonus the rest of the way.
Jackson Heights still just 2 of 5 from the line all night.
There's a free throw line jumper by Thompson. 22 for DT. 7-point game. I feel like I've said that a few times here in this fourth quarter. Anderson in the corner. Back out to Weber. Cobra's zone again extended past the perimeter now. As Noonan hands it off to Anderson. Down low to Norris, guarded by Abel. His shot rejected, but a foul on Thompson. That'll be his fourth. And that's not the guy, if you're Jackson Heights, you want to see going to the line. As Jarrett Norris on the night now, a perfect 8 out of 8. From the free throw line.
Well, now Thompson's got to be super careful. Obviously, his 22 is almost half. He's carried the Cobras at times offensively and kept them in it. Now he's got 4 fouls.
Coach Rodvelt telling the near side official, hey, we make both these free throws, I want a 30-second timeout. Norris makes the first. One more upcoming. Eyes it. Tries it. And he buys it. Timeout Troy on the 26th point from Jarrett Norris. 58-49, Troy. 2:56 to go on this one. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman's, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Northeast Kansas wrestling's going on right now, and this would be considered the blood round. This is do or die time. 3 minutes to go in this game. 58-49. Troy trying to keep their season alive. They got a 9-point lead on the back of Jarrett Norris, who's got 26 points on the night. Out of the Coach Rodvelt timeout. Jackson Knights with the basketball, leading or trailing by 9. I'm Jake Spaulding with Justin Fluke and Brad Alley. Cobras come out facing against the zone defense by Troy. They've been in it all night. Thompson turnaround. Jay at the block is good. His good night continues. He's got 24. Trojans have on the floor their starting 5 in Newman, Norris, Hartman, Anderson, and Weber. Here's a long 2-pointer by Cam Anderson. That was maybe heat check time, a guarded jumper, but it goes through for the Trojans.
A lot of confidence for Troy right now offensively. Seems like everybody feels good putting up any shot.
Cobras have their starting five and another turnover on Jackson Heights. They're 6-17th of the ball game. They got Holiday, Bosley, Ammon, Thompson, and Abel in the ball game, but we're approaching 2 minutes to go. Norris, great cut backside. Hartman, layup, it's good, and one. Foul on Silas Holiday, his third, but a big man at the high post. He can see the floor, and he finds a cutting Reagan Hartman for Troy.
How many times has Troy fouled a player going to the basket in their half-court set? I mean, I just feel like anytime somebody has the ball, there's instantly one or two players each side kind of crashing to the rack, and more often than not, Troy's found them, and they've been able to finish a bunch of them.
Free throw off the mark. Norris taps it, but collected by Ammon of Jackson Heights. It's an 11-point Trojan lead. Holiday to Abel on the left wing. Back to Holiday. Into the corner it goes to Bosley. Now high post to Thompson. Kick to the corner to Abel. He'll fire a three. That's short. Rebound ripped down by Ammon, and a tie-up jump ball. It'll stay here with Jackson Heights.
Well, man, it feels like Substate. It feels like March Madness. It's sad that teams are season's coming to an end here, and we're still in February because this one's been a lot of fun and still a long ways to go. The team's leaving it all out there.
Silas Holiday triggers it into Abel. Now near side to Holiday. Baseline to Ammon. Double team comes. He finds Holiday. Silas will dribble in. Spins back out. Finds Abel. He'll fire another three. That one's on the way. Bang! Home from Abel. He throws his hands in the air and says, I'll take it. That's six now for Abel on 2 threes.
Now a stop. Can Jackson Heights get a couple stops on the defensive end?
Newman outside to Anderson, guarded by Ammon, who looks exhausted. Into the corner to Hartman, and a deflection from Ammon out of bounds. It'll stay with Troy with 1:24 to go here in this one.
Troy won that third quarter 14-9. They've already put up 19 points in this fourth quarter. And I think both guys, both coaches, thinking their team maybe needs a little bit of breath here, chance to catch their wind with 1:24 to go.
Get the oxygen tanks ready. We've got 1:24 to go in this one. Back in 60 seconds, Troy leads 62-54 on 103.9 KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here at Jackson Heights out of the Troy timeout. Trojans with the basketball and an 8-point lead. 1:20 to go in this one. Jake Spaulding joined by Justin Fluke and Brad Alley. Troy with the basketball, swings it to the right wing, and Cam Anderson. Probably no shot's going to go up here for Troy unless it's wide open. Jackson Heights is going to have to foul. Anderson drives baseline, kicks it back to Weber between the rings, over to Hartman. Now high post to Norris. 1 minute to go in this one. Weber between the circles, and a foul will be called.
Platter was screaming for a foul for about 10 seconds there. That almost exploded. He was yelling foul with his mask off and hands wide out. Yeah, down eight, under a minute. Got to hope they miss some one-and-ones here.
Fourth foul on Holiday. Thompson checks back in for Browning. And Weber will go to the line for a 1-1, his first free throw attempt of the night. Toss is short. Rebound to Thompson for the Cobras. Silas Holiday quickly up the timeline. He's looking at coach, expecting a timeout to be called. Now Thompson will fire a three. That's in and out. Rebound tapped around and ripped down by Hartman. Now over to Anderson in the backcourt. 40 seconds to go. Cobra's got to get a foul here. Norris at the free throw line, outside to Weber. And 33 seconds to go, and finally a foul will be credited to Grant Ammon as Weber will go right back to the line for the final 1-1.
We'll get Coach Platter screaming over 5 seconds there for a foul, and showing his guys, hey, we got to foul quicker. Weber's free throw is good. Well, I mentioned it during the break, Jake, but turnovers, pretty obvious difference, and free throws have been huge tonight as well. That's 13 out of 15 free throws made for Troy, and Jackson Heights is 2 of 5 all in the first half. Weber's second free throw bounces home. So the lead is now up to 10. 30 seconds to go. Timeout coach Brett Platner and the Cobras with 30 seconds remaining. A full timeout. 10-point lead for the Trojans of Troy. They're trying to move on to the semifinal round in Centralia next week. We got the final 30 seconds coming up after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Morrill and James Bank would like to spotlight our Northeast Kansas commercial lending team. Hi, I'm David Crawford, market president, and I have over 29 years of banking experience in production agriculture and cattle financing. Nick Harling has over 24 years of banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and commercial lending. We are here to help you with your commercial banking needs and help you with your financial goals. Please stop by a Morrill and James Bank location in Sabetha, Hiawatha, or today.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on 103.9, your local sports authority. Postseason basketball is here. We're at Jackson Heights High School at 64-54, along with studio engineer doing a phenomenal job as always, Seth Tolleson. I'm Jake Spaulding. Justin Fluke to my right, Brad Alley to my left. It's a 10-point Trojan lead. Jackson Heights with the basketball. And out of the coach, Brett Platner, timeout. Fluke, they got to get a shot up in a hurry.
Yep, doesn't have to be a three, but man, they got to score with one or two passes here.
Hammond's got it in the corner. Down low it goes to Bosley. His turnaround, Jay, is blocked by Norris. Ball is free on the deck. Picked up by Thompson. No shot. He's fouled on the floor. And Thompson will go to the line for a 1-1.
I like that sideline play by Coach Platner. J-Bo threw it in. They got it right back to him going to the basket. But Jackson Heights able to get the loose ball off the miss, and now they have to have free throws here.
You mentioned it, just 2 out of 5 on the night so far. Thompson to the line for the front end of a 1-1. It's good. He's got 25. One more upcoming to try and make this an 8-point game. 22 seconds remaining. Thompson's shot spins out. Rebound to Norris for the Trojans, and Bosley fouls him immediately. That will be Bosley's fourth personal foul. Double bonus the rest of the way for the Trojans, and arguably, at least tonight, their best free throw shooter going to the line.
10 for 10. Troy has matched the season high with 64 points. Funny enough, though, their previous season high of 64 came against Frankfurt. That was in the Twin Valley League tournament.
And Norris is human. He misses the first free throw of the night for him. Still one more upcoming. 9-point lead here for Troy with 20 seconds remaining. Second free throw. That one rattles home. Even Superman has his down spots every now and then. Timeout coach Brett Platner with 17 seconds to go. I think we've got a chance we can keep this one here. But you mentioned Frankfurt in that game for Troy. A big-time win for the Trojans in the TVL tournament. They've split on the season series. The winner of this game takes on the winner of Frankfurt and Onega.
Yeah, they lost to Frankfurt February the 12th, 49-40, but beat them 64-38. That's really when Troy got on a roll. They were playing some phenomenal basketball. They placed third in the Twin Valley League tournament, which is always very competitive. But after that, they had lost 5 games in a row and kind of got the ship back on track with the win against Donovan West, as we talked about earlier this week. But that certainly could be a matchup. Frankfurt leading Onega very handily. The Centralia D-West game has been interesting in this boys 1A sub-state tonight because Centralia was up by 20 early on in this game. But that one, we understand, is within 4 points in the final couple minutes. So
wow.
Pretty good one shaping up there.
Well, anytime there's a basketball game played in Centralia, you know it's going to be a good one. And that's where this sub-state is.
Boys will play a week from tonight, next Friday. So we talked to Brad Alley. Jackson Heights girls getting even more time off as the top seed having to bye. But even these guys that win tonight in 1A are going to have a whole week before their next game next Friday.
And we got a timeout coming here from Coach Rodvell.
Just a substitute.
I think just for a sub. And we're going to They wouldn't let him make a substitution after the timeout. The players and Norris taken out just to get a round of applause, maybe? I'm not for sure. I think that's what that was all about.
I mean, you got 27 points in a ball game. As a sophomore, you're going to get a good standing O. Here's an entry pass. Thompson turn around. Jay miss. Ammon's got it in the lane for the Cobras. His putback back home. The clock will continue to run. Jackson Knights out of timeout. 8-point lead here for the Trojans. And a foul will be called. No. A turnover on Troy. Holiday's got it with 2-1 layup miss, and that's the end of this ball game. 65-57. Troy moves on to the semifinal round in Centralia next Friday night to face off against either Frankfort or Onega in this Class 1A Division I substate here in boys basketball. We'll take our timeout, come back and wrap everything up. The Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show is coming up next on KNZA.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinem Repair during their spring sales event. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for faster, smoother ride. Great financing options, including 0% available with approved credit. See Heinem for details. And get up to a $500 mail-in cut above rebate for military, first responder, and healthcare workers. Save big during the spring sales event at Heinem Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinemRepair.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Hi, this is Meg from Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is here for all your life's milestones. Call or come see us today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Welcome into the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. 1-800-599-LAND for Be Outdoors Real Estate. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Justin Fluke to my right, Brad Alley to my left, and Seth Tollison once again dominating at the engineer position for us tonight, producing this thing. Super big thanks to you, Seth, for once again producing an amazing broadcast here tonight. 65-57, Troy makes the trek down 75 to Jackson Heights, and they knock out the Cobras, who are now 9-11 on the year are the Trojans. The Cobras' season ends with an 8-10 record. Well, before we get into final stats and everything, I want to get a couple snippets from both of you guys first. Fluke, that ball game, I felt like the ebb and flow
Now, we talked about at halftime, you know, some keys for Jackson Heights was to try to find ways to not turn the basketball over. They didn't have as many in the second half, but just, again, a lot of turnovers tonight, their Achilles heel.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty simple, turnovers and free throws to me. I mean, Jackson Heights, 17 turnovers, Troy only with 10, and free throws. I mean, Jackson Heights makes 3 of 7, and Troy makes 15 out of 18. So Troy made twice as many free throws as Jackson Heights attempted. I just don't think you can do that as a team and lose.
Absolutely not. Brad, I'm going to bring you back in here. We talked about Troy at halftime, and your big key for them was to feed the big man down low. And Jarrett Norris had a night, 27 points tonight, and a lot of that coming in the second half.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with him. Just being a sophomore, he handles himself really well. He's long. He can jump. He's got a nice touch at 15 foot. He can obviously knock down free throws. He can play a fast game. He can play a post-up game. He's really impressive.
Jarrett Norris, just a sophomore, averages 19 a game. That average will go up a little bit tonight after putting in 27. Fluke, you talked about his career high of, 34 earlier this year. Troy's biggest outing scoring was 64 earlier this year. They surpassed that by 1 point, a new season high. And this is your best time of year to play the best basketball. They showed that tonight.
Yeah, done it a couple times with a couple big wins here this week, and now it looks like going to get a third meeting against Frankfurt next Friday night in Centralia. But Troy's got the pieces. The crazy thing is next year they should be even better. I know they'd like to have a couple tight losses back that they had. They let one slip away, a game that I broadcasted against Hiawatha earlier this season. They had a shot that they missed that ended up resulting in a one-point loss against Axtell. But as Brad mentioned, I think, earlier, you know, they just kind of have all the pieces. Like, Norris is so good in the middle, but Anderson can shoot from the outside. Hartman and Weber hit three-pointers tonight for Troy. You know, they have quickness. They're not afraid to attack. And they shot the basketball pretty well. I mean, their percentage was good. But I felt like even in their half-court sets, most of their shots were going to the basket or getting it in and kicking it out for the open shots. I just felt like their effectiveness on the offensive end was very good here to get 65, obviously, tonight.
Final statistics tonight presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group in Holton and Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit Optimized Tax Management Group members Holton Tax Services in Holton and Northeast Kansas Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. For the victorious Troy Trojans, again, 9-11 on the year now. They will take on Frankfurt in the semifinals at Centralia next Friday. Leading the way for the Trojans, Jarrett Norris, 27 points on the night for the big man down low for the Trojans. Camden Anderson had 15, including 3 three-pointers, 12 for Reagan Hartman, including 2 three-pointers, 9 for Griffin Weber, and 2 for Keaton Newman for the Trojans. For Jackson Heights, leading the way, wearing number 25, he finished with 25, the lone senior for the Cobras, Dylan Thompson, 25 points on the night, 3 three-pointers in the ballgame, and then 11 points for Grant Ammon, one of his better outputs of the season, and then 7 for Alex Browning, a kid that came off the bench for the Cobras, gave him a big spark in that first half, but could not sustain into the second. 6 points for Dakota Abel off a pair of three-pointers in the ballgame, and then 3 points each on three-pointers from Jason Bosley, Silas Holiday. Brad, that Jason Bosley stat line, just 3 points tonight. A kid that averages 11. You talked about how he's a confident kid, a rhythm kid, and he never got either one of those tonight.
No, and I kind of felt like the pace of the game bothered him a little bit. You know, it was 3 minutes left in the third quarter when he got his first bucket. When you have your second leading scorer not scoring in the first half, that's a problem for you. And he is a confident shooter. When he sees one go down, 5 can go down right after that, and he just didn't see that tonight.
Thompson, a good night for him as a senior, ends his career here at Jackson Heights. Again, he'll play next-level football at Highland Community College next year, but he wanted to see his basketball season go on. But I want to go back to Jarrett Norris here, Fluke, and just talk about, you know, we talk about 27 points for the kid, 11 out of 12 from the free-throw line, though. That kid, not only can he beat you on the block, but when there's no time going off the clock, he's still beating you.
Had a triple-double this year, too. He's third on the team in steals and assists, and he's blocked nearly 60 shots this season. So, yeah, typically just a guy that fills up the stat sheet for you every night. You really know that you can depend on him. I mentioned earlier that game that they lost to Hiawatha in the second half, had a big lead and ended up losing by 6. Norris didn't score the whole second half of that game. So as Norris goes, Troy kind of goes. It's important, as Brad mentioned, and I've heard Coach Rodville mention this to me a few times during the coaches' shows. He truly feels like Norris needs to get a touch every time down the court for Troy.
And before we get into our player of the game here in just a moment, I mean, Brad, you see this Troy team, first time of the year this year for you. Some of these kids, first time you've seen them, You think a team like that that you watched tonight, the way they played, can that sixth seed in the sub-state run the table in the sub-state?
Well, I think they've got all the pieces, too. They have the shooters on the outside. That's what kind of stood out to me. Jarrett Norris was built up coming in, so I was expecting him to have a big game. Still impressed with that sophomore, but they have the guards. They play good defense. They're quick. They get their hands on a lot of balls. And Jarrett Norris is a good enough player that he can dominate games. So, yeah, I think they got a shot there.
Well, Cam Anderson doubled his season average. I mean, he's scoring 7 tonight, but he can be streaky. He scored 15 tonight. Reagan Hartman doubled his average. He only posts 6 points a game. He had 12 tonight. So, you know, they had some guys step up, make some big shots, score more than they do maybe on average some nights, even though they're all kind of capable of putting up a bigger number.
And that's what you need in postseason basketball. Hey, it's March Madness. It's time here right now. The 6th seed upends the 3 seed here tonight. But like Justin said at the top of the broadcast, that 3-6 line could have gone either way when seeding began. It's time now for our player of the game. It might be players of the game here tonight, presented by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, your hometown bank with roots, not branches. Brad, I'm going to ask your opinion on this. When we're looking at players of the game, players that made the biggest difference, who stuck out to you?
Jarrett Norris is obviously going to stand out for the player of the game for me. Sophomore that came in and dominated like he did when they needed to make a run, that's who they went to. He scored in a variety of different ways. He is an effective passer, rebounded the ball well. That's who I would say.
I agree with Brad, but I want to ask him about Dylan Thompson because, here's a senior that saw a season come to an end that's been an integral part of a lot of different athletic teams, and you've kind of seen him grow up here at Jackson Heights. What a way for him to go out. I mean, 25 tonight, he literally did all he could to give this team a chance and keep him in the game. I think we definitely need to pay some tribute to him. What do you think Dylan will maybe be remembered for here as a Cobra?
Well, Dylan plays with a great deal of heart and emotion, and I'm glad that he got 25 points tonight, and he showed some emotion at the end of this game. He cares, he wants to win, and he represents Jackson Heights really well.
A good representation of Jackson Heights. So our co-players of the game tonight, Dylan Thompson from Jackson Heights with 25 points, a senior send-off for him, and for Troy, Jarrett Norris, 27 points, 11 out of 12 from the free throw line, pacing the way for the Trojans, who move on to take on the second-seeded Frankfort Wildcats next Friday in Centralia. Any final thoughts from either one of you guys before
couple
we sign off?
Final scores. Frankfort beat Onega 61-41. And on the other side of that bracket, Centralia led by 20. Then it was down to 2 at one point in the fourth quarter. But Centralia boys did defeat Donovan West 60-48. So you got Centralia against Clifton Clyde, Frankfort against Troy, both rematches, and the rubber match for Frankfort and Troy coming up next Friday. Should be some great games, and it's crazy. I mean, yesterday and today, our first taste of postseason basketball here for 2021, but the good news is we're just kind of cranking it up. We got 2 more exciting weeks, hopefully full of some great games and competition with seasons on the line here in the postseason.
And one of them is going to be you guys next Thursday. Brad, you guys taking on a really battle-tested team, especially in the Clifton Clyde Eagles, because they went to double overtime in their opening round game at Substate.
Yeah, it shows that they can win a tough game, and we're excited to get out there. It's been a long layoff for us. We had the one seed, so we got the bye, and we've been off. We're going to be off for over a week by the time we go to play. So we'll see how we come out. We're doing some things in practice, try to get the tempo up for us.
Before we sign off, I want to ask one more thing about the girls from Jackson Heights here, and that's just a 17-1 record this year. A team that, you guys lost some integral parts a season ago. The growth, I mean, I know you coach these JV kids all the way through up to that varsity level. You've seen these kids that are in varsity now when they were young and the development, and now seeing them cohesively gel at the varsity level. How cool is that for you to see?
Oh, it's a lot of fun for me. This group of young kids, the sophomores and the juniors, I didn't get to coach Maya much. She played varsity right away, but this younger group I coached all the way through here, and they play really good team basketball, and there's some pieces there that I think that they're going to be pretty good for the next couple of years.
Well, they're the one seed. They take on Clifton Clyde next Thursday. That'll be on 92.1 KMZA, we believe. It might be on some of our radio networks. We got so much coverage to get to you. But next, it's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show for Seth Tolson back at the studio. I hope you guys enjoyed this broadcast as much as we did. For Brad Alley, for Justin Fluke, this has been Jake Spaulding. Enjoy the Scoreboard Show, Seth. We hope you have a great night. Thanks so much for tuning in. Troy wins it 65-57.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their client. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Have you heard? Family Practice Association.